Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Forty-six years later, Lost Wallet is returned to grateful owner. It is a wonderful feeling to find something that has been missing, especially if it's been gone for a long time. In this video, a lost wallet is returned to the grateful owner after 46 years. Colleen Distin lives in Ventura, California. In 1975, she was going to see the movie Jaws and lost her wallet that evening at the Majestic Theater. The cleaning crew was unable to find it. Little did she know that 46 years later, the theater would undergo renovations that would bring her prized possession filled with memories back to her. Tom Stevens found the wallet in a crawl space. In this clip, Colleen shares about rediscovering this missing treasure. Social media was used for good, and she was able to claim her item. Colleen pulls out many of the pictures that were tucked inside. Photos were found of her mother on a trip to Mexico and a concert ticket. The only thing that was not there was $200. The theater graciously gave her the missing $200 from 1975, with inflation. They generously gifted Colleen $1,000. Colleen was moved to tears as she replied, "I'm speechless." Filled with emotion, Colleen embraced her wallet's finder, Tom. The gift of giving is a joyful opportunity. I love how this video highlights the generosity of Tom and the employees of the Majestic Theater. They not only took the time to return the wallet to the rightful owner, but they blessed Colleen financially five times what was lost. This makes me think about how the Lord is able to do more than we can ask or imagine. He often works in unexpected ways, just like this video portrays. Now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Ephesians 3:20-21.
Hey listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Waitress gets a note from a widow dining alone, and it has her in tears, written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. One waitress gets a note from a widow after sitting down and talking with her during her shift. What a sweet interaction that had an impact on both women. Megan King is a waitress, and she recently saw an elderly woman at the restaurant that she works at eating by herself. She noticed that she was quietly sitting and seemed to be reflecting on something while eating her meal. That's when Megan decided to take a pause in her busy workday and join the woman at the table. The two talked for a bit before Megan got back to her work duties. "She came in about halfway through my 17-hour shift, and it was on Sunday, which is always pretty busy," Megan shared. "About halfway through her meal, it started to slow down, so we chatted for a few minutes. Small talk, nothing too deep. She told me she was almost 70, and she just wanted to stop by an old favorite for a bite." Little did Megan know how much that interaction meant to that elderly woman. Before she left, the elderly woman decided to leave Megan a note, sharing how her act of kindness made her feel. "Thank you very much for your kind service. This was my first time eating out alone since my husband passed. I was hoping I could get through it," the note read. As soon as Megan saw the handwritten note, she had to fight back tears and went to the restroom to gather herself from the wave of emotions. She took a picture of the sweet note. She also took a picture of her smiling with one tear rolling down her face, and she posted both of the pictures online. "This is my real smile because I am very happy and that note did not break my heart at all," she wrote in her caption. This story reminds us that one simple act of kindness can mean so much to one person. You never know what people are going through, and sharing a smile or a nice chat could really make someone's whole day. Let's all go out into the world and try to share God's love with each other, each and every day.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast, and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your jean size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compared To podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compared To Who is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.